But before that, let's meet the apparent mathematicians of nature, the bee. They, of course, build those fantastic hexagonal honeycombs, but apparently they're also able to count. And Srini Srinivasan from the University of Queensland joins us now to tell us more. Hi, Srini.
Hi, Georgia. Thank you for having me on your show.
No problem at all. So tell me, how did you work out whether bees could count?
Well, we trained them to fly down a tunnel, a small corridor that carried a reward of sugar water at the far end. And we had a series of landmarks, identical landmarks, that they flew past along the way. And only one of the landmarks carried a food reward, sugar solution. And they had to, by flying through and testing out the various landmarks, they had to work out which particular landmark carried the food reward, was it the second one or the third one or the fourth one or the fifth one and so on. And we did find that, for example, with some training, they could tell which particular landmark carried the food reward.
I'm assuming these landmarks identical apart from the number of them the bees had flown past.
Exactly. And then you've also got to make sure they're not cheating and using another cue that they potentially could also use as honeybees. They have a lovely odometer, a visually driven odometer that tells them how far they have flown by measuring how much the image of the world has moved past their eyes. And so they could be using that as a cue. They could be measuring distance to the correct landmark rather than counting these landmarks, right? So the way to control for that is to actually randomly vary the separation between the various landmarks to make sure that they realize that distance is not a useful cue and they really have to learn how to count.
So how high can bees count?
Well, it looks like they can manage up to four in this sequential counting task, not much more than that.
Only
but surprisingly,
four.
That number four seems to be a fairly almost universal number among many animals and also among children, for example. We can count only up to four or five when the numbers of objects are actually briefly flashed to us, presented to us on the screen in a very temporary way. It's called subitizing, I believe, that's the name for it. And it's a form of primitive counting that we indulge in or we have to sort of cope with when we have limited processing time. And animals seem to have that, and so do infants. So it's a kind of a basic counting module that all living creatures seem to have, more or less.
Oh, right. So why is it useful for bees to be able to count to four?
If there are prominent landmarks along the way, it does make sense, I suppose, to keep track of them as well as the distance traveled. So that could aid you in locating, pinpointing your source. Also, if a bee needs to decide whether it's worthwhile landing on a flower or not, if there's a large number of bees already there, it's probably not worthwhile for it to actually get down there and try to, you know, jostle amongst these various bees and spend time and energy trying to get to the food source. It might as well try a different flower. So it does help for bees to be able to have a rough idea of how many bees there are on a particular site.
And they just don't need,
I think,
really, yeah, to count above this number then?
It seems like anything beyond four is translates to many, and they cannot really distinguish between four and five and six and so on.
One, two, three, four, many. That. It would have made maths classes a lot easier. So are bees particularly good at maths then? Are there other animals that can count too?
Counting has been, it's been looked at in fish, in birds, in chimpanzees and so on. And this magic number of between five and six seems to crop up in almost all the species. So it's actually quite interesting. So birds, for example, probably need to know how many eggs there are in the nest and whether one of them has fallen off or been taken away by another bird. And quite often, counting a number of animals in a pack is probably helpful if you're a wolf or something, when you decide whether you want to go to a fight with that pack or not. So that sort of counting ability seems to be there amongst a lot of animals, not just bees. And I wouldn't claim that bees are the best counters in the world.
And so finally, I mean, it's really cool that bees can count, especially as they've got very, very small brains. But why are you studying this?
It was by accident. This is not the main focus of our research, I should admit. This was just a one-off thing we did. We were using this tunnel paradigm to study a whole bunch of other things that bees do. For example, the fact that bees measure, that they're excellent navigators, and they measure how far they've flown, not by measuring, you know, the time of flight or the energy consumed or counting a number of wing beats that it takes to get to the food source. They actually do it visually by measuring how much the image of the world has moved in their eyes. And that's something we were able to do using this tunnel paradigm, by making bees fly down this tunnel and looking to see how they danced when they came back, because the dance conveys information to the other bees about how far away the food source is.
Oh, yes, this is the famous waggle dance, isn't it?
The waggle dance, exactly right. And so when they fly in this narrow tunnel, even when they fly a short distance, they get comprehensively fooled, and they think they've flown a very long distance because they experience a large amount of image motion on the way to the food, because the walls are very close to the eyes, and as is the floor. So even a small amount of forward movement makes you think you've flown a long distance.
So bees are just all-round clever clogs then. Thank you so much. That's Srini Srinivasan from the University of Queensland.